Please do not think that this chanting in between our japa and our class observance is just a pause-filling device. We say in Germany something like a gap filler. Yes, we are Hare Krishnas, and therefore we need to chant. No, no. If you do this japa in connection with kirtan or sankirtan, then the holy name will engrave himself into deeper and deeper layers of your personality, so that finally the holy name will be able to do what Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur referred to as the Kana Bheda Sanskara. Kana means ear, and the word Bheda means piercing. Ear piercing was done in order to help Brahmin boys to have a hole in the earlobe, which would hold the important ear ornament, which was necessary for yakyik performances. And you had to once pierce through the earlobe and then see that the hole would not grow and become closed by always putting in intervals these ornaments there. So the chanting of the holy name is something like a process whereby which our material ear gets pierced and we reach our spiritual ear. So please know that this chanting which we do during this retreat and during the other things which we do, like in a moment this writing exercise, is all meant to help us go deeper into our journey with the holy name and to pierce through the covering. It's important. It's a package, so to say. The chanting appears as part of the medicines which need to be in this package for our cure. Another method is to focus our attention and to be really there and not be disconnected with our mind from the actual experience. And that, I have understood, is the meaning of the free writing. So I would like now Burijan Prabhu to guide us in the next free writing exercise, and maybe you would like to explain the devotees why it is important, this writing, so that because we will adopt it a few more times, and then just like you have helped me to understand the importance, I think it's important for everyone also. Thank you very much. I think it is a good usage of our time if we immediately chant the name together on our japa beads, because we have been brought to a deeper level of our appreciation for the holy name, and we should now immediately connect that appreciation with our practice. Please remember that practice is really the only thing which will bridge over that split between our belief and our experience. You can never come from the platform of belief or conviction or of understanding something to a fully developed state in Krishna consciousness if you don't give maximum emphasis on practice. So this time I would like to do one thing with you. I would like that we chant together for a little amount of time, maybe something like, I will give you a sign, in one voice. In that way we will take the opportunity of the group of devotees and the the strength, the devotional strength. Now, when you do this, you should listen to your japa, but at the same time be mindful or aware that of the vibration of others. There's a tape of Srila Prabhupada where Prabhupada chants with all of his devotees in one voice. So I will chant, we will chant a little bit slower than we are accustomed to chant. And as we are chanting, I request you to go a little bit deeper in the experience of the sound. In other words, experience sound. And before we do this, give me mal ein Stück Papier. I will just do three little exercises with you, where I request you to experience sound. It's something quite interesting. When you are, situate yourself with the spine quite straight. If you want to learn to sit, this goes into a yoga thing. In the West, I always give yoga instructions how to sit properly, but I don't like to do this in Raj, Srimati Radharani will think I'm totally on the bodily platform. Just make an endeavor to sit straight, and as you are ready, please close your eyes. And just experience different forms of sound. When I give you this signal, it means you should absorb your whole attention in the sound which I either make or I describe to you. Our first exercise is to direct all of our attention to the water pump. Only hear the water pump and experience the sound of it. Whenever your mind wanders to anything else than the water pump, swiftly bring it back to the water pump. What is exactly that sound? Is it a continuous sound? Is it louder and softer modulations? Thank you. The next exercise is bring your mind away from the water pump, if it goes there, by directing it to other sounds which are here in the kunja, in the forest grove. Whenever your mind goes to the sound of the water pump, bring it away this time from the water pump. Maybe there's some sound of children in the distance. Do you hear the children? Now you will hear a sound, and this time your task is to identify the sound. Please totally experience the sound which you hear now and identify it. once again, because it was not so easy. One devotee said it's a crocodile that's only partially through. Please, again, just the idea is absorb your consciousness, just bring it to the ear, okay? The next exercise is similar. What is the sound which you hear now? Krishna was a little soft, I agree. Once again, I want to request you, this is the last exercise. Please give it all you got, your best. Hear only the sounds which naturally come in the environment. Maybe you hear some birds. Hear everything, but please do not listen to the water pump. You. When you're ready, please open your eyes. And now apply this, what you have just now experienced or maybe learned, to the chanting of the holy name. We will chant in one voice together and we just experience the vibration in our mind. Whenever our mind goes somewhere else or listens to somewhere else, we will swiftly bring it back and hear the holy name. I will once chant alone to give you the speed, and there are some speed chanters amongst us. That is sometimes necessary, but this time please don't speed the chanting up like you... try to remain in the flow, a member of the sound vibration. Here comes the example, and then please join me when I will give you this sign when you can join. Sit straight, because it will aid the concentration. Breathe in deeply. The inhaling air should go down to your lungs and even more down in the direction of your stomach. And the exhaling air should come out from deep inside and go. Please do a few times. Please listen now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. So, keep your hand, please, at the bead where you are at the present moment. Because we will now extract a principle from this. Do you notice how peaceful you become when you just focus your consciousness on the experience of hearing. It's something else than just hearing or listening. It's going a step deeper in your consciousness, where the perception or experience takes place. Listening can be, I mean, you can also listen in a deep way, but usually listening is just a function of the mind, where it analyzes the sound and puts it into, you know, bits, biteable bits or digestible bits. But the experience of listening is something else. It's actually going to the place of the consciousness, the witness, the perceiver, and so on. And if you are in that place where you don't work with the mind, where the mind is fixed in just trying to absorb something without analyzing it or understanding it, you can come to a very deep stage of conscious chanting, where if you also observe the avoidance of the offenses, a deep revelation of the name can take place, or where, as we teach in other japa retreats, you can learn how from sound form emerges in your perception. This is a little scientific presentation. Urmila Mataji has given a very good lecture and good papers on it. And it goes beyond the scope of this retreat. We will soon go to more advanced states of chanting. But I would like to now request you to go to the experience of listening to the Holy Name in your own speed. See, this, when we do with everyone, it is an isolated situation, which we may do during preaching events when we preach to the congregation and chant one round together. But normally we do our japa in our individual speed. So please start chanting a little bit slow as you now go into your individual speed, a little bit slower than you are accustomed to chant, because you want to break the habit of mindless chanting. Just chant a little bit slower. I would say, if I chant normally like this, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. In this exercise, I would chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, like this, a little bit slower. And just go to the same place where you were just now, where you were guided just now, the witness, the experiencer, the person. Huh? So let us, because this is a little more advanced, let us just chant Sri Krishna Chaitanya with me one moment, and then you go in your own speed. Mind the thing a little bit slower than you are accustomed to do, just so that the mind has no chance, would think, this is something new, I have to, you know, we have to trick our habitual mind. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaura Vyaktavinda. Now individual japa. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Just listen, please, in the beginning. I will tell you a few things. Continue always chanting. I will tell you a few things. Now, experience the sound for about 5 minutes, or around, actually. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Please continue to chant. Try to consciously go back into that place where you observe the sound vibration. You produce it with your mouth, but then you hear it. Observe. It enters your ear. Observe it. It all enters your heart. Just observe it. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. The moment you feel you lose it, chant a little bit more slow. I'm very sorry. Some of you are very, very absorbed. I'm very proud, actually, of proud is not the word, but very, it's a very moving experience for me to see you going so deep and so concentrated. Please always know that this workshop is not so much an intellectual thing. I'm taking you on a journey of spiritual archaeology, and you are worked upon a little bit like bread or the dough of bread, so that for tomorrow you are ready. I would like now to summarize Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur's instructions of how to overcome anattas and aparadhas so that we can come to the platform of Namabhasa and from there to the pure holy name. Bhaktivinod Thakur outlines, these are information points, and if you want to take notes, this is now the best time to take notes. Two areas in which the sadhaka should work: diligent practice, and the other area has to do with blessings. There you can't really work so much. Diligent practice, I will make now 4 points on this, is first of all, avoid the offenses. The best is you adopt a positive attitude. You remember we heard how he said each of the apparat implies a positive way of dealing. Second point. These are just information points which you can review later when you look at your notes. I will not explain them very much. I will summarize what we have learned today. Establish yourself in sambandha, in a relationship with Krishna. For instance, you can meditate that I'm addressing you, Krishna, like you have heard Srila Prabhupada. Or you can review what you have heard about Krishna, like his qualities, his transcendental form, maybe a very nice picture. Or you can sit before the deity. That is a very, very established practice which Bhaktivinod Thakur and Srila Prabhupada advises. I remember there is one tape which I heard very often where Prabhupada talks to very disturbed devotees. They seem to be just before the step of giving up their practice. And Prabhupada said, you just go now before the deity and you chant. This works very nicely. You may have a home deity, or you may have a picture, or you may use the time when you come in a temple where there is not much going on, where you can view the beautiful forms of the deity. The idea is to establish a relationship, to think of the person or to feel the person whose name you chant. The third is, you should chant with asanga or attachment, and for that you can follow Bhaktivinoda Thakur's advice to listen to the songs of the Mahajans, who express attachments. Take some good songs which you like. Ask the bhajan devotees here. A very, very excellent song collection, which will very quickly give you an idea of attachment to Krishna, is the Sharanagati prayers, no? Or Gita Mala prayers of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur advised that we read 4 books. That was Sharanagati prayer collection, Gita Mala, and Kalyana Kalpataru, and then the Pratana of Narottam Das Thakur. These are all meant to connect you, because our worst mistake in chanting is that we are just not connected with Krishna, and then we can't feel Krishna. The last point on diligent practice is do service. And here I will introduce you to a very advanced level of service. 192. It is called, Bhaktivinoda Thakur lists it, however. I once asked a dear friend, and will not be able to tell you the name, many years ago, what he thinks when he is chanting. And he says, Maharaj, I was so long a pujari. I think when I am chanting that I am decorating Radha and Krishna with flowers, the flowers of the name. Some of you have heard that Lord Chaitanya strung a garland with which he garlanded the whole world. A garland of prema, love for Krishna, and the name. He garlanded the whole world, Janardan. Are you garlanded with that garland? Are you garlanded? It means prema, love for Krishna Manjulali, and the holy name. So our Pujariji does some service in his mind while he chants. He gives garlands to Radha and Krishna. And I want to give you here the Praman. It comes in chapter 14. And it's headed with Bhava Seva. A service with love is the duty of those who meditate on the holy name. Now, please don't think that this is nothing for you. Please think this is your sacred duty. In Geneva, Prabhupada said a devotee, while taking the name, should think that he has invited Krishna on a diamond throne in his heart, and now he washes him, gives him an abhishek, and dresses him in fresh clothes and offers him something to eat. It's very, very powerful to establish your relationship. Please listen how Bhaktivinoda Thakur expresses this. Shinama smarane bhava sevara udaya tomara kripaya prabhu jiva bhakyodaya. As a devotee meditates on the holy name, just like you have done a little while ago, where you were really in the sound. As a devotee meditates on the holy name, the desire for mental service arises. O Lord, your mercy brings such good fortune to the individual living entity. Then he continues, there's a great variety in the kinds of devotional practice, but all ultimately lead to the essence of prema found in chanting the name. He says this is the main process, chanting, because this will give you prema. One should therefore chant the holy name, diving into its sweet nectar, and not place exclusive faith in any other method of worshipping the Lord. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes this after an interesting chapter, the chapter of deity service. Both in Bhajan Rahasya as well as in Harinam Chintamani, Bhaktivinoda Thakur devotes a chapter to how to worship the deity. Why does he do this? Well, he wants to establish that the name and the form are identical. However, he says, superior Vaishnavas will not place so much attention on the worship of the deities with the upacharas, the different things, but they will understand that Mahaprabhu has said in this age of Kali, the prime worship of Krishna, the prime method of devotional service is chanting the holy name. And having faith in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they will chant the holy name. But this does not mean that they will have nothing to do with the form. They will have everything to do with the form, which they do in the meditation where they do bhava seva. Yeah? As a devotee meditates on the holy name, the desire for mental service arises. O Lord, your mercy brings such good fortune to the individual living entity. Do you understand the rationale here? Do you understand the system here? The system is to bring Krishna and the name together in your understanding first and then in your perception. Huh? This is the idea. Now, those of us who worship deities, there are many pujaris amongst us. That doesn't mean that you should not do your service to the deities. Do it better and better and better. Just understand the practice of chanting Hare Krishna and how the name relates to the form of the Lord. Huh? This is the idea. So, obviously, this type of bhava seva is doing service in your mind, in your mood to Krishna while you chant, is something which comes about by blessings. And therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur stresses a lot on blessings of Guru. 167. The blessings of Guru and Krishna are very important. You need the Lord, really. One moment. He writes, apane yatne tekeha nahi pare tomara prasada vina ebhava samsara. He says, I have given up this ambition to simply increase my numbers of rounds. Instead, I constantly chant the holy name in the awareness that I do so by your mercy. And then he says, this is important, please listen very concentrated, this will be important for your life. Simply by one's own efforts, no one in this material world can overcome distractedness. Such a victory can only come by your merciful blessings. And he makes a personal note to this verse. He says, it's impossible for any jiva, even those who sit in the Nam Kunj, it's impossible to single-handedly overcome inattentiveness by personal efforts alone. By your mercy, however, O Lord, this can be accomplished with ease. Therefore, it is absolutely necessary to beg for your grace with great humility, for this is the only means of salvation from this offense of distractedness. Huh? So, you need the blessings of Krishna and of gurus and of Vaishnavas to advance. Therefore, he includes a prayer where how we can beg for the nectar of the holy name. Would you like to hear this prayer? It's like a question which Radhana Maharaj says. You know, he builds up to some, would you like to hear it? Of course. It's a prayer by Haridas Thakur. And maybe someone should make a note for me. Let me see who is like a secretary person. Sachi Devi, there were positive attitudes I have to send the devotees, and now this prayer for the holy name. I will send it to you on the email, and then you can send it elsewhere. Please repeat, O Lord. Actually, I will first say it so that you know what you repeat. Maybe you run into something you don't want to repeat, and then I caught you. This is not good. O Lord, be merciful and appear on my tongue in your holy name. Dance there constantly, O Lord. I fall at your lotus feet and beg you. You may keep me in this world or take me to your abode, as you please. But whatever you do with me, feed me the divine nectar of your names. Lord Chaitanya wants a celery even. He says, your love is my celery. Please give me the celery. You have descended into this world to distribute the holy name. So kindly also consider me one of those you intended to bless. So, please repeat. O Lord, be merciful and appear on my tongue in your holy name. Dance there constantly, O Lord. I fall at your lotus feet and beg you. You may keep me in this world, or you may take me to your abode, as you please. But whatever you do with me, please feed me the divine nectar of your names. I am the most lowly, whereas you are committed to the uplift of the lowest. This is our eternal relationship. You have descended into this world to distribute the holy name. So kindly also consider me. I need your blessings. Very, very suitable prayer for the nectar of the holy name. You should see, Lord is a person and wants blessings. You should even collect the blessings of Maya. I want to repeat this because Braj Bihari looks with an unbelieving stare at me. What is this? You should also collect the blessing from Maya Devi to become free from her crutches. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, we need Maya Devi's heartfelt blessings. He writes a chapter on this. He writes about the Maya's general activity, which is to drag the materialists down and make them bereft of the nectar of the holy name. That's what she usually does. Then he says, nevertheless, Maya is pleased with those who serve the saintly devotees. Those who serve, she stops deceiving them and leads them to the refuge at Krishna's lotus feet. Please know, Maya is Krishna's maidservant. She punishes those who reject him, yet the hypocrite who worships her directly gains nothing. But those who chant the holy names, Maya Devi gives her heartfelt blessings and leads them across material ocean. Then in his notes, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that Maya gives two types of blessings. One is nishkapata, the honest and unrestricted blessings, or heartfelt blessing. And the other is the sankapata, the deceptive blessing. If you want to have Maya's deceptive blessings, you fix your mind on material desires and she will fulfill. But if you want her heartfelt blessings, where she's really there as Krishna's maidservant, then you can help her. You can ask her and she will help you to go across the material ocean. If you ever visit me and you look like a serious visitor, I will bring you to a room where I have a picture of Maya Devi, to whom I pray. It's a very, very, it's the covering, it's a very artistic rendering of the covering of the material energy. And twice a year, I don't look at this often because it's very, very mystical. Twice a year, I go there and ask, Maya Devi, Gop Kumar asked you for the blessings. He paid his obeisances. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes that you are a devotee of Krishna. Please help me. Don't be so terrible to me. I don't want this Sankapata blessings of you. This is something new to consider. Every person who gives seminars needs to tell something new so that the persons will come to other seminars. consider it. Now, Bhaktivinoda Thakur doesn't write in this book about the other blessing, but he writes in Navadvip Mahatmya about it. He says, you should worship Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because by His grace that which is difficult to attain becomes easy. And as if you like to read something very interesting and revealing on this subject matter, please read the Adi Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 8, around text 31. Where it says you can chant the holy name for ages, for lifetimes in effect, but if you commit offenses, you will not get love. Whereas when you chant just a little bit, Nitai Goranga, Nitai Goranga, Nitai Goranga, Nitai Goranga. If you chant the names of Nityananda and Goranga, then you will achieve very quickly some good ecstasy in the heart, some good feeling. He writes in Navadvip Mahatmya, prema comes looking for one who cries while calling out the name of Gauranga. Please lovingly let us call out Gauranga. Not so loud. Gauranga, 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 Gauranga. No, in one continuous voice. Gauranga, 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 Gauranga. Very important. That's why we chant always Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda. O Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivashadi Go Bhakta Vrinda. Another blessing which Bhaktivinoda Thakur says we must seek is the blessing of Lord Nrisimhadev. And he gives the following reason. If you wish to progress, you have to eliminate the flaws from your character which are put there by lust and anger and greed. This is usually done by Sadhu Sangha, very high class Sadhu Sangha. No? And Raghunath Goswami says we should call out the name of the sadhu to help us that the highway robbers of lust and greed don't come. They are almost like police men or protectors. They are building a fortress. Sadhu Sangha builds a fortress. But it's sometimes so difficult to find high class Sadhu Sangha. So difficult. Oh, Krishna, Krishna. Because usually the high-class sadhu will not advertise himself and will not allow that he is advertised. So it's difficult to even see them. So get the blessings of Nrisimhadev, says Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Navadvip Bhavataranga, the waves of love in Navadvip. Huh? He says that if you take shelter of Nrisimhadev, he will help you not only to get rid of your flaws means mistakes, but he will also give some first-class bhakti in your heart. There are prayers like this where you can ask him, or you can ask him directly. And then Lord Nrisimhadev will respond to yourself by saying, go and freely reside in the land of Gauranga. Lord Nrisimhadev says, I bless you. You shall have affection for the holy name and engage in the service of the divine couple. Strong blessings, do you feel? By the grace of my devotees, Lord Nrisimhadev says, all obstacles shall be removed from your path. Now go and experience the ecstasy of worshipping Radha and Krishna with a pure mind. Now, Lord Nrisimhadev, in other words, we call upon him to make our mind pure that we can approach Radha and Krishna. That's why every kirtan, we have to sing Namaste Narasimhaya, morning, evening, in between, always. Very important role Prabhupada has placed this as a help, and I really request you to note it down. Okay, now my dear devotees, I want to go to you to the advanced states of chanting. We are here in Braj. And you need to know something which will help you to engage your faith. But before we do this, I want to request you to chant one round together. Now this will be a very intense round. Whenever we chant rounds in our own speed, I have to be honest with you, because I'm fixed on giving the seminar, I'm not so concentrated really when I chant. I'm thinking, how can I stretch my audience to the next point? How can I bring them there? So I have noticed we chant, and then I'm finished 5 minutes earlier before everyone else. And I know I have done a mistake. I have gone like this. Mahabhagavat, you look very innocent when you are asleep. No, please, please, please. It will. I really wish that you try to now chant this round very concentrated. It should take you about 5 to 6 minutes. So here you will, on this exercise, you will have to connect your touch, sense of touch, with the tongue. We will chant together. Oh, I hope I'm not embarrassed on this exercise. Krishna, I have really many good experiences of many japa workshops. Okay. Sit properly, Prabhus and Maharajis. Again, I request you to chant from the, to just perceive the experience of listening. That means you need to go to a deep place. And we will chant with concentration, and then we will talk about advanced things. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Go Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. I'm sorry, I made the wrong announcement. I meant in your own speed, not all in one voice, because that was only made to make one point. We really want to learn to chant our own individual japa in your own speed. Yes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Please continue. Those who want to apply this internal deity worship, this meditating while taking the name about serving Krishna, can do so. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. We will come to the conclusion of this session. In many of the devotees' minds, questions have been put about advancing further and progressing further in Krishna consciousness. Also, ISKCON is not the only Gaudiya Vaishnav movement which offers spiritual guidance, and there are other movements who have other emphases on sadhana than Srila Prabhupada has given. Of course, there are other movements, and they certainly have their great value. In the ancient time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave two types of coming to your natural identity in which you can serve. There is a process which was taken in the later development. It was given to Vrakeshwara Pandit and then developed by first Guru Gopal Goswami and his disciple Dhyan Chandra. You can read about this process in the Jaiva Dharma of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. This line was taken later up by the Babaji's. Devotees who were Bhajananandis mostly, and it is a line which in which also Bhaktivinoda Thakur took initiation, one initiation. So there is another line which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave. That is the line of chanting the holy name, where the devotee will not meditate about a spiritual identity, but where the devotee will feel and will wait for the revelation of the holy name of his natural or constitutional position. It's a word which Prabhupada used for natural identity. See, all processes of self-realization, yoga, have to concern themselves ultimately with the spiritual reality. If we are not the body, then what are we? What is our spiritual identity? This is remains an important question. And if this is not real, then what is the reality? What is God? What is his activities? And so on and so forth. That's another very important question. So, in this process, which Bhaktivinoda Thakur talks about in the major part of Harinam Chintamani, it's a process of revelation where your natural identity, that is who you are in relationship to Krishna, becomes revealed by the holy name. In the third chapter, text 48, yeah, text 85, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. He says, Se kevala nahi jane jatata prabhava, se prabhava jnana dana namera svabhava. The inherent nature of the name is to bestow knowledge on the chanter. In other words, the name, being fully being completely full with the Lord's energies or potencies, has also the jnana shakti, one of the Lord's activities, which gives you a certain understanding and knowledge in life. There is a Christian prayer which I like to remember in this connection. Oh, I have so much to do today. It's just too much. That means I have to pray more. Spend more time praying. So when a devotee doesn't know in which way his life should go, he is well advised to spend time with the holy name and wait for practical revelations of the holy name in which direction he should go. Now this same point is mentioned 195 later in chapter 15, but more in relationship with our natural or constitutional position. Here it says that the Lord's chit potency reveals the supreme substance. The Lord's chit potency, spiritual knowledge potency, reveals the form of the supreme substance. Vastu, vastu means a substance. In this case, it means God, huh? His name, his abode, his pastimes, and his true identity. That's revealed by a descending potency called the chit potency. That supreme substance is Krishna. His form is of exquisite, dark complexion. His abodes and the sites of his pastimes are Goloka and the Vaikuntha world. Krishna's name, his abode, his form and qualities and pastimes and so on are all included within the indivisible non-dual consciousness. It's a little, they are on the absolute platform. This is So then he says how this works. He says the holy name, first of all, he will again remind us that this knowledge is not for everyone. He writes, before he starts his book, he says, the first sentence of this book is, Hare Krishna. Would you like to hear the first sentence? It's amazing. This book is not meant for everyone. It has been written for those who have developed a strong faith in Lord Chaitanya and in the practice of devotional service through taking shelter of the holy name. And so he says there are two living entities. The inwardly going man, person, and the outwardly going man. Bahirmukha is the one who goes to the outside world, and Antarmukha is the one who goes to the inside world. And he says, the inwardly inclined search out devotional association and chant the holy name. And through the power of Krishna's name, they attain his supreme abode. So those who are inwardly facing, we would say in modern English maybe a little contemplatively and inclined, those who are very fortunate go to the association of devotees and take initiation in the holy name. And then they will experience the holy name. By the power of the shit potency, the holy name will reveal itself. The holy name is the one unbroken rasa. Rasa means refers to a relationship, but also more to an experience of a taste within that relationship. So it's budding flower. That means when the holy name is a pupolyak. That is how we say in Croatian language. Janaram Prabhu. Pupolyak means a bud. In the budding state, the holy name is propagated within this universe in the form of the Lord's epithets. This is how you call him, like Krishna. In other words, the bud is the nectar. Krishna is the supreme substance. He is an unbroken nectar or rasa. By his mercy, he appears in the material world in the form of names like Krishna. These names are like flower buds, Blumenknospen in Deutsch, inside which the nectarian flower is waiting to blossom. So with the name of Krishna, you have gotten a potentiality. When this bud, the name, first starts to open, one sees the Lord's enchanting form, the beautiful blackish Syama Sundar in Goloka Vrindavan. So if you enter into the direct experience of the holy name, you begin to all of a sudden get a realization of Krishna's different transcendental forms, all of which are enchanting. Please don't think this is very esoteric. There is this Japanese man, Dr. Emoto. You are aware of him and his findings, Braj Bihari Prabhu? He is a scientist who had different sounds put on water. Then he froze the water to a degree of -4, made an ice ship, and investigated the ship under a highly powerful electro microscope, and discovered the different forms of sound. Yes, you have heard correctly. A sound like I hate you, or you make me sick. normal New York conversation. No, the New Yorkers have a very, very nice friendliness. I should have just saying it to them all. Such water, which was exposed to such sound, had no patterns, just chaotic structures, like what is it called? Abstract art. Or I'm getting in troubled water when I give my examples. But then he had water which was exposed to the mantra Om Namah Shivaya, for instance. I saw that. It looked like a beautiful crystal, like a snowflake. Huh? So the chanting vibration carries in it a certain form. Of course, Krishna also has a form. However, this form, the Krishna means the sound vibration. However, this is purely spiritual, and I don't think Krishna will subject himself to an electronic microscope. We would see another type of structure. But when you chant, this is the experience of many, many devotees in the Hare Krishna movement. I have done my secret statistical investigations. Many devotees have made this experience. You can also make it. You will all of a sudden remember a beautiful image of Lord Krishna, a deity of Lord Krishna, because the name and the form come together. That's why you should practice chanting before the deities, for instance. You should listen to descriptions of Krishna's form as they are given in the Nectar of Devotion, for instance. Because the whole art is to join the two, that we are so disjointed, we conditioned so. Just as the opening bud starts to release its fragrance, the holy name reveals the Lord's 64 qualities. Learned experts know this truth. So when a bud opens itself, there will be a fragrance. So what this means is you will remember different qualities, and usually it starts with remembering Krishna's compassion, the expert say. No? You will think, oh, Krishna is so milosti. Milosti means merciful. You will remember this quality because Krishna is Bhakta Vatsala. Of all his qualities, his Bhakta Vatsalatva, we have talked about this in many lectures, is the most outstanding for the devotees. So then when the holy name has blossomed completely, it becomes a beautiful flower. And this flower becomes Krishna's eternal cycle of daily pastimes, which are taking place completely beyond matter. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, when the flower of the holy name is fully bloomed, Krishna's eternal cycle of daily pastimes, the Ashtakaliya Lila, even though it is beyond the material nature, appears in this world. That means it appears in the heart of the devotee, in the perception of the devotees. When the holy name's full mercy to the jiva shines forth, the Lord's pleasure potency combines with the essence of his samvit shakti in the form of pure devotee. In other words, in the form of pure devotion. In other words, when you get the full mercy of the Lord, the Khladini Shakti and Samvit Shakti combine together and become devotional service personified. This means you are empowered in your constitutional position, in your original service, which you do at that time in a transcendental identity. Then the holy name blossoms fully, you know, when this pure devotion descends on you. Then the Supreme Goddess, that is Bhakti Devi, reveals all the ingredients needed to experience your rasa with Krishna fully. Bhaktivinoda Thakur compares this process 204, bitte, with a machine, a sugar candy machine, sugar cane, not candy machine. See, in all of us, you must know, inside of us is what is called in rasa terminology, sthayi bhava, that is your original relationship to Krishna, which is there. You are maybe in relationship to Krishna, a friend or a servant or other identities which are there. And that has a certain, this identity has obviously a certain relationship with Krishna. This is, and this, there is inherent in this is a certain rasa, a certain taste, which at the moment is dormant. Now, at the holy name, as the devotee takes the name and the Lord's mercy in the form of the Shit Shakti descends, something happens from that original relationship. Sweet tastes blossom forth as the wheel of the other ingredients of rasa, that is, vibhava, anubhava, sanchari bhavas, begin to turn. And the nectar of the rasa, which was dormant there in your relationship, in your sthayi bhava, becomes churned out. To give you an example, just the example will explain it for now. When you see these sugarcane wallas at the Govardhan, they usually have this, you see this wheel with the big things, and then it turns something and it turns two other wheels, and there they put the sugarcane in and it gets pressed, and then it makes this sound. This sound should water your tongue with saliva, but it doesn't. And then the juice drips forward, and then a little lemon is added and it is consumed. Afterwards, the mosquitoes will sting you because your blood is very sweet. Anyway, I shouldn't have said this down thing. So, the holy name, chanting the holy name, will also do some churning in your heart, and something which is unmanifest in the holy name, unmanifest in you, your sthayi bhava, you know, that dormant, fixed relationship, will be grounded, and some sweetness will come. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has written about this. The Lord and His name are one entity. Those who have a conditioned perception of a difference between the name and the named are utterly required to serve devotees accomplished in bhajan for rectification of their anattas. We should constantly pray to the holy name for his mercy. One who is in a contaminated state should not engage in smaran, that means remembrance of the daily cycle of the Lord's pastimes. When we engage in chanting the holy names, we are simultaneously engaged in hearing, and the opportunity for remembering is included in that. So what he says is, don't try to artificially bring yourself into something when you are not free from all contaminations. He says, when you chant Hare Krishna, you should also hear, like hearing the Bhagavatam and the other things. I have seen you, Braj Bihari, and I'm solidly afraid of what you will have to say, and I will end very closely. But this much I have to end, otherwise it's not fully ended. So sometimes you might remember something. So you read, and then by the chanting of the holy name, you will remember what you have read. There is no point in making a separate effort to artificially remember the Lord's form, qualities, and pastimes. No, the Lord and His name are one and the same. This will be understood clearly when the coverings in our hearts are removed. By chanting without offenses, you will personally realize that all perfections come from the holy name. All perfection means including your Krishna's identity, Krishna's qualities. It means your own constitutional position. It means also your service and so on. This is how it is explained. And it is explained on the basis that the Chit Shakti will reveal that because the mercy of the name will come into this. So ours is the path of revelation, opposed to the path of mental gymnastics. This was a polemic term. I would like to use a more scientific term, the path of revelation always is will be separate from smaran techniques. Smaran is included in the process of chanting, and it will reveal itself as the chanting becomes pure and stable. So I have reached my end. Time is also there, but also the subject is concluded. Thank you, Braj Bihari, that you have tolerated this. It's important that we end now and come back in due course of time. Tomorrow will be the day, our first day. Tomorrow we will go into another universe. Both visually, we will go to a very rarely visited sacred space, and we will also go into a sincere practice of chanting Hare Krishna. I have been very, very impressed by you. I looked a few times, and I know you can all make it with excellence. I've seen it. You are all fully qualified.